All right. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn with us to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and we will be there momentarily. And again, just by way of a small review, up to this point in our Rooted in Christ daily devotional, we have seen how to effectively memorize Scripture. We've seen how to lead others to Christ. And now today we wrap up, again, the teaching portion with the thought looking at the effective Christian's daily Bible reading. The effective Christian's daily Bible reading. And what we want to do with these next several lessons is just very simply to encourage us, each one of us that attends and reads our devotionals and reads our Bible, to develop a consistent daily walk with God through Bible reading, through prayer, through understanding that God's Word is essential, that it's essential for our guidance, that it's essential for our cleansing, that it's essential for our spiritual growth in the life of an effective Christian. If we want to be an effective Christian, we need to read our Bibles. We need to be in our Bibles, and we need to read the Scriptures. And Christians used by God have one thing in common, and that is a daily walk with God, a daily walk with the Lord. And a Christian's daily walk is based upon the foundation of Bible reading and by praying and by spending time with the Lord in prayer. And so, you know, it's often been said, and several people have said it over the years, and it's been said so much, I don't actually know who it's originally attributed to, but they said this. They said the book will keep you from sin, talking about the Bible, or sin will keep you from the book. And so when considering whether or not we ought to spend time in the Word of God, it's very advisable for us to listen to the words of those in Scripture, to those in the Bible. Specifically this morning, we're going to look at the words of David, who the Bible says was a man after God's own heart, who under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he wrote Psalm 119. And so you're there, Psalm 119, and who would like to read there? Verse number 9. Psalm 119 and verse number 9. Brother Kenny, go ahead.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word.
All right, and then skip down, if you would, to, by the way, Psalm 119, longest psalm in the Bible. And so skip down there to verse number 105. Psalm 119, 105. And the Bible there says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so we see here that David, he held in high regard the word of God. He held in high regard the Scriptures. And I hope that with these lessons over the next, and it's just going to be 1 month, four weeks, very quickly, we're going to study this. But I hope with these lessons that as we read God's Word, as we study God's Word, that God's Word will draw each of us closer to Him and help us be the Christian that He saved us to be. And so as we get started, you know, imagine if you would, that one night you stepped into a dense forest, and you went into that forest, and it was nighttime, it was dark, there was no moon out, and so there was a moonless night you were going into, and the path you were going into, that path was uncertain. Every sound carried with it a mystery, or a fright, or a scare, and that darkness, as you were going deeper into those forests, or into that forest, and, you know, again, no light, no direction, no guidance, it would no doubt breed both fear, it would bring perhaps doubt, and, you know, you would very quickly want to get some light there. You would very quickly want to get a flashlight. And that's the next thing that I want you to picture, that you then suddenly have a flashlight in your hand. And now, instead of walking through this dark forest with no light, with no guidance, with no way to look at anything in front of you, now you have this flashlight and you have this beam that is now cutting through the darkness. And it's illuminating every step. It's illuminating every obstacle in your way. And this is the transformative power of the Bible. This is the transformative power of God's Word. This is our spiritual flashlight. And so today we're going to delve into the profound truth that daily Bible reading, it's not simply a mere optional discipline. It is the very foundation of our fellowship with God. And so we're in Psalm 119 this morning, and the focus of this whole lesson is rooted here in Psalm 119. And again, the longest chapter of the Bible, which stands as really, when you read it, all the verses, the whole chapter, you find very quickly that it is really just a vibrant love letter to the Bible, just a vibrant love letter to God's Word. And this psalm not only expresses David's deep affection for Scripture, but also reveals its vital role in the believer's life. Number one, its purpose is for guidance. Its purpose is for guidance. Again, Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Several months ago, we talked about how Scripture uses imagery when it's talking about certain things. And here, David, he uses the imagery of a lamp and a light to stress to us that God's Word provides clear direction in the midst of life's complexities and uncertainties. And so it's there for our guidance. But then secondly, it's there for our purification. Again, Psalm 119, verse number 9, the Bible says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word." So again, we see that this verse underlines the sanctifying, renewing power of Scripture in guiding both our moral but our spiritual conduct as well. And so David here, he's writing this psalm as both a declaration of his love for the Word of God, but also a testament to its indispensable role in transforming us into the image of Christ. And so Scripture, the Bible, the Word of God then, it isn't just for acquiring biblical knowledge. It is the very means by which we are led into all truth and in all holiness. And so when we're reading the Bible, it shouldn't be just so we can get more biblical knowledge, or so we could say, oh, we now know more of what the Bible says. No, it should be that we are reading it so that it leads us into truth, so that it leads us into holiness. And so we see three things this morning in particular. Number one, the illuminating power of the Word. The illuminating power of the Word. Again, Psalm 119, 105, the Bible there says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And so just as a lamp in the darkness provides clarity, it provides direction, it provides a path, it provides guidance, God's Word, when read, shines a light on our decisions. God's Word, when read, offers us wisdom. God's Word, when read, offers us discernment in every facet of our lives, in everything that we do. And without this light, without this Word, we find ourselves, you know, we start wandering aimlessly. And we become susceptible to the pitfalls of temptations, to the deceptions of the enemy. And so the Word of God, the power of the Bible, is that it gives us a light unto our path. But then secondly, we see the cleansing and sanctifying influence. The cleansing and sanctifying influence. Psalm 119, verse 9, the Bible says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? by taking heed thereto according to thy word. And so again, this process of sanctification requires daily attention. It requires daily commitment. As we immerse ourselves in Scripture, as we immerse ourselves in the Bible, as we immerse ourselves in the Word of God, our hearts, our minds are continually renewed. We are drawn closer to God. We are drawn closer to the Lord and the Bible, the Word of God, the Scriptures. They help to expose sin, to encourage repentance, and set us on a path toward righteousness. We often use the illustration, you know, if you're seeking to become physically fit, you know, maybe you're trying to lose some weight, maybe you're trying to, drop a pant size or whatever the case may be, just to be a little bit more healthy. Well, you're not going to, lose the weight. You're not going to, become healthier just by, sitting around all day, just by, eating whatever you want to and never putting in the work. And the same is true with the Scriptures. The same is true with the Bible. If we want to be what God wants us to be, we're going to have to put the work in. And listen, sometimes we're going to stumble. Sometimes we're going to fall. Sometimes we're going to falter. In March, I think it was, March or April or May, one of those months, it got really busy. And so I fell behind on the daily devotional. And so I had to, when I got caught back up, I had to read the day that I was reading. Plus, I would go back and catch up on the one that I had missed. And the same is true with any of us. We, things can come into our lives where we fall behind on things. But the key is not to keep falling behind. The key is, okay, I missed a couple days, get back up on the horse and pick it back up and then try and pick up what you missed. And so we need to put in the work, and that is the cleansing and sanctifying influence of the Bible. And then thirdly, and finally this morning, we see the transforming nature of daily encouragement. The transforming nature of daily encouragement. Turn, if you would, Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 this morning. Joshua chapter 1. And notice there, if you would, verse number 8. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. The Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." And then, of course, we know 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17. You don't have to turn there, but all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So we see that by reading the Bible daily, by getting into that rhythm, by getting into that habit, doing so instills in us a rhythm, a habit of obedience, allowing God's truth to take root into us, into our hearts, and then transform our character and make us what He wants us to be and what we ought to be. And it equips us to face the challenges of life and to do so with unwavering faith. It prepares us to serve effectively as ambassadors for Christ in a broken world. Now, again, I think of that initial image we started with at the beginning of the lesson, and that was, of course, without the flashlight, if we went to take a journey into the forest at night, That journey would be fraught with peril. Each step that we would take would carry the risk of stumbling. Each misstep could lead to injury or to worse. Now think of the Bible as your spiritual flashlight. And when we meditate on the scriptures daily, that life-giving light reveals every hidden danger. It reveals to us every potential pitfall, and it ensures us that we navigate through life safely. It helps us to navigate through life wisely. And this illustration serves as a reminder for us, and that is, without the illumination of God's Word, our spiritual journey becomes a perilous and dangerous venture into the darkness. And we should never want to go into the darkness without the light. We should never want to go where God is not with us every step of the way. And so, what can we do? What are the practical applications for daily Bible reading? Well, number one, simple. Daily commitment. Daily commitment. Start each day by dedicating a specific time to read and meditate on the Bible. To read and meditate on the Word of God. To read and meditate on the Scriptures. And whether it's in the morning, you know, as you're preparing for your day, or in the evening, as you reflect on the day, make that moment non-negotiable. No matter what happens, that's going to be your time to spend with God. Make it a daily commitment. Then number two, have an active engagement. Have an active engagement. Don't simply read the Bible as if it were literature, right? You know, sometimes we pick up a book and, you know, it catches our eye, the cover, the title, you know, whatever, and we read it and it's okay. We got some knowledge and, you know, so on and so forth. We're thankful we read it, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't do anything for our life. That's what happens when we read the Bible as literature. But when you're reading, ask questions, take notes, pray over each passage. Let the Scripture, let the Word of God interact with your heart and your mind. And then number three, a community accountability. A community accountability. Join a Bible study group. Join a fellowship with other believers who share your commitment to regular Bible reading. And this mutual encouragement can deepen your understanding and resolve. That's one of the reasons, you know, instead of this year, instead of having the Baptist bread, you know, the daily devotion where, you know, we picked one devotional that the whole church can go through together. And we can share, hey, this is what encouraged me this week. This is what stood out to me. This is what I read this week. And that's part of that community accountability. So we can say, hey, here's what encouraged me this week. Here's what I read. And so this journey of faith that we're on this morning, it's one that begins and flourishes in the light. The daily Bible reading, that's our guide. That's our safeguard. That's our source of renewal. And as we align ourselves with God's Word, we find clarity in our purpose. We find direction in our decisions. We find strength in our struggles. And the lamp of Scripture illuminates not only our paths, but also our hearts. And it helps to transform us from the inside out. And so for those of us this morning that we've already embraced the saving grace of Christ, we need to let this be a clarion call to renew our commitments. Recommit today. Resolve to make daily Bible reading a non-negotiable part of your routine. Share the light. Invite a friend, invite a family member to join you in this spiritual practice. And then live out the Word. Let the truths you discover in Scripture transform your actions, your decisions, your interactions with others. Let the Bible truly be your guide. Everything that you do, every single day, what does the Bible say about what it is you're doing? And let the words of Psalm 119, verses 9, verses 105, really the whole chapter, You go sometime, you read Psalm 119, and let the words of that psalm sink deeply into your heart. And as you walk by the light of God's word, may you experience the fullness of life that he intended. Embrace the illumination, walk in his grace, and shine his light in a darkened world. I hope this morning and in the lessons to follow that it will inspire you to seek his daily guidance of the word of God, knowing that in every step you take, God's light is there to lead you and to protect you. And this week, as you go home and you make this a priority in your life, there in your handout, you have 5 simple review questions from the lesson this morning. We'll cover those next week, and we'll see what it is that the Lord spoke to you through your Bible reading this week. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's make daily Bible reading a priority this week.